Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined once again by NFL Film senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, today I want to take a look at the defensive tackle spot. And it's a defensive tackle in a 4-3 and a 3-4. They play defensive end, but you're talking about those players that really thrive playing in the trenches, getting dirty with the offensive line up front. What are your thoughts on what is the biggest trait that you need to thrive at that spot in the NFL?
There's a couple of things, and I think number one is quickness off the ball. Number two, I think, is hands. And you've got to be able to use your hands. And number three, which goes with quickness off the ball, really, is the ability to stay low and play with leverage, because you want to get underneath and inside the pads of offensive linemen, particularly if you're, again, we're now talking the difference between two-gap and one-gap. Two-gap, where you're playing right into an offensive lineman. One-gap, like a Sheldon Rankins from Louisville, who's going to try to win by getting in a gap, and he's really good at that.
Well, it's tough to play with good pad level when you're 6'7", but in terms of those other two traits, quickness off the ball and use of hands, DeForest Buckner from Oregon certainly checks those boxes. What do you see from Buckner?
Well, he's just a little freakish, too, with his pure strength. That's the thing, because of his size. And he's really built – he's a well-proportioned athlete. He's not one of those guys that's built differently. He looks ridiculous on film. He's had some really good matchup with some really good offensive linemen. I think Buckner is really strong. I think he's a physically talented guy. He's more athletic than you might think based on his body type. To me, he's a better prospect than Arik Armstead, who came out of Oregon last year, just because he plays bigger, plays more consistently, stronger. The question I would have with Buckner, and I think this will determine where he goes in his NFL future, is can he develop into a pass rusher? You know, can he, whether it's inside, whether you see him as, you know, because most teams will go to a four-man line in their sub-package. I don't think he's an outside pass rusher, so he's probably a D-tackle type pass rusher.
And you could probably ask the same question, too, for A'shaun Robinson from Alabama, a guy who's got great
physical
gifts.
And Jaron Reed, very similar.
Absolutely. But you talk about the polish, and when you compare Buckner to Armstead from a year ago, Buckner's much more polished. When you look at Robinson, a little bit of work still need to be done there with his hands, but physical gifts. I can remember back, I always talk about this play, that field goal block he had against LSU where he just vaulted over the entire offensive front. What do you see from Robinson when you watch him on
tape? I think you're dealing with, and both guys, I think they're very similar. Robinson and Reed, both from Alabama, are both guys who now I think look like 3-4 DNs. The question is, as they progress and develop in the NFL, can they perhaps become inside D tackles in a 4-3? I think they're both a little more athletic than you think, not to the point now where you see them as pass rushers, but I think they have that ability down the road to develop as inside pass rushers. Reed actually struck me a little more with his movement and potential development as a pass rusher. I think there's some untapped potential with Reed as a pass rusher down the road.
Well, one player that you're not worried about his pass rush potential is Robert Kimdichie from Ole Miss, and a guy who's got great athletic ability, has the ability to explode it in the backfield. Talk about a one-gap player. Robert Kimdichie certainly fits the bill.
Yeah, and Kimdichie's going to be fascinating. Let's put aside the off-field. Is he a 3-4 D end? You mentioned the athleticism. He's got some burst to him. Can he be a 4-3-3 technique? My sense is he could be down the road. I think he's got that kind of movement to him. He may not start his career that way, but I think he has value as that. And again, if a guy is a 3 technique and a 4-3, that's a pass rush position. That enhances a player's value quite a bit.
Well, I have to ask you then. The Eagles obviously transitioning from a 3-4 to a 4-3 or looking for some of those 3 technique type body types. Anybody else that stand out? Is it a Jahad Ward from Illinois? Sheldon Rankins, we talked about a little bit, from Louisville. Any of these players from a 3 technique standpoint that stand out moving forward?
Well, there's a player I really like. I'm not sure what the fit is. I really like Kenny Clark.
Yeah.
But I think Kenny Clark, I'm not sure if he's a pure 3 technique, but he was used in a variety of ways at UCLA. I'm not sure Jim Schwartz would use a player like that in his system, so I don't know if the fit is exactly right. But I think Kenny Clark is a really interesting player. You know, Ward is fascinating too, because I think Ward is a guy that you could almost argue could become similar to a Jason Jones. Who I believe Jim Schwartz coached
absolutely.
In Detroit, who looks like he could be a DN in a base and a D tackle in a sub package and develop into a quality pass rusher.
Yeah, he played defensive end at 300 pounds. Truly physical freak a little bit from Jahad Ward. Again, a Philadelphia native, grew up an Eagles fan. But for Greg Cosell, I'm Fran Duffy. I really appreciate everybody once again here for joining us inside the film room. See us next time on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.